Star Wars 7x7 episode 3109, our deeper dive episode on Spoils of War, which is the first episode of season 2 of The Bad Batch, is here. It's today. We're going to talk about the Empire and what they are up to at this particular point in the galactic timeline, which may also affect the kinds of things we see in season 2 of The Bad Batch. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So I'll mention again at the top that there are folks out there who have received review copies of the first 14 of the 16 episodes in season 2 of The Bad Batch. I am not one of those folks, so I may end up saying something that people who've already seen 14 episodes are going to be like, that's ridiculous. I don't know. So you and I are in the full blind position. We have no idea what's going to happen. But because of this stuff that we know is going on in other parts of the galaxy and that has been told in other Star Wars storytelling, we can lay that over the top of what we saw at the beginning of season 2 of The Bad Batch and put some things out there for consideration, let's say. One thing we know that's happening is, of course, the construction of the first Death Star. That is happening at Geonosis. They are in the second occupation of Geonosis right now, and that lasts until, I believe it's 9 BBY, so basically 10 years after the events of season 2 of The Bad Batch, when they will commit genocide and destroy the Geonosian population and move the Death Star to Scarif. But for now, it's over Geonosis and being constructed there. I don't think we're at the point where Saw Gerrera is going to be starting to have any conspiracy theories about the Death Star just yet, but they may be keeping people away from that area of the galaxy too, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that sort of thing. Another thing that we know is happening, which we saw an example of in episode 1, is the plundering of various planets, and in particular of Separatist planets. So the war is just recently over, and the Empire has had it with all these Separatist planets. I know, of course, that it was really a secret operation between Sidious and Dooku, and it was like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, let's go to war, right? But the reality of the situation is that, according to the rest of the galaxy, the Separatists were the bad guys, and the Empire is now going to punish all of these Separatist planets. One way they're going to do that is by taking their spoils of war, and in the case of what we saw on Sereno, there are certain leaders of that Separatist effort, like Count Dooku, who had amassed a gigantic war chest that came from exploiting other worlds within the confines of the Confederacy of Independent Systems, but likely there was also some looting of Republic worlds that happened as a result. Funny thing about that, though, I don't really see the Empire taking back those ill-gotten gains and then saying, oh, I know the Separatists took these from you. Here, you can have them back. I'm pretty sure it's not going to work out that way. Another thing that's going to happen throughout the course of this time frame for season 2 of The Bad Batch is the complete and utter devastation of Separatist planets. We see an example of that on Sereno when they're all looking out at the completely destroyed, devastated, laid to waste city where Count Dooku's castle was nearby, right? So yeah, that sort of thing committed by an Imperial bombardment, awful, and happening in more places throughout the galaxy. In fact, the novel Tarkin by James Luceno talks about an atrocity that Governor Tarkin committed soon after the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire. That was the Antar atrocity, as it was called by various news media in the Star Wars galaxy. It took place on a planet called Antar 4, where there were mass executions and arrests and massacres, just absolutely awful stuff. And so we know this is going on throughout the galaxy, and we may see more of this. Maybe not directly. It doesn't seem like they would give us the full picture of that kind of horror in this format necessarily, and I'm okay with that, quite honestly. But yeah, I have a feeling we will be seeing evidence of more of that sort of thing as the season goes on. And then there are some planets that are not necessarily separatist aligned that are about to get into serious trouble. Mon Cala is one of those, and it might be just outside the scope of season two of The Bad Batch from a time frame perspective, but yeah, that's one of them that is soon to feel the wrath of the Empire. And Rata, which is a situation that happens in the Ahsoka novel by E.K. Johnston, like there's an uprising that happens there very early on after the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire. And depending on the time frame of this second season, there's also possibility that we might get an Andor tie-in. So there's a mention about how when the Empire came to Aldani, that they took over the airbase at Alkenzi and they dammed up a sacred river. That happens in roughly 18 BBY. So, you know, it's hard with the whole countdown situation to figure out exactly what year you're in for sure. But yeah, there is a possibility that if the series time frame is long enough that we could hear even kind of a name check to the Aldani system and the Andor series. Something else that I'm surprised we haven't really seen yet in earnest, but I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little bit more of this time around, is the organization known by the acronym COMPNOR, which is the Committee for the Preservation of the New Order. This is essentially the Empire's propaganda arm. And with the Empire still being comparatively newly formed for all intents and purposes, you would think that they would be in a position where they would want to start promoting the benefits of the Empire, at least, you know, as they see them, as they want to sell them. So I would love to see more with that propaganda operation and see that kind of get touched on during the course of season two. And related to all that too, a couple of things that they did early on in season one of The Bad Batch, it would be really awesome to see the furtherance of these kinds of ideas. In particular, I'm thinking about how everybody had to be issued a chain code, which would basically become the equivalent of a social security number, I guess, for people in the galaxy. And I'd like to see that continue, because that's kind of a fascinating idea, just how the Empire is building that sort of infrastructure to track people, and also the conversion of various currencies over to Imperial credits. And so what's next? What else do they have to do with the identity and monetary policy and other infrastructure things to try and get tighter control over the population of the galaxy in a slowly creeping bureaucratic fashion? Those sorts of things. It would be great to see another thing or two like that over the course of the series as well. So that's what I've got for you on the deep dive for Spoils of War, which is the first episode of season two of The Bad Batch, looking at what the Empire is doing at this time frame in the galaxy and the kinds of things that we might see or know that are going on in the background as a result during season two of The Bad Batch. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.